Good morning, everyone. Last weekend, I went on a good long walk near Silver Lake Mennonite Camp, which was very restorative, and I met someone there who had come from her home in the UK to Canada back in March to visit her parents for 3 weeks. She has now been here for 7 months. With her life and work and community of 20 years entirely upended, she told me, a bit tongue-in-cheek, that one of her recent activities is running a boomer homeschool for her parents. Boomer homeschool sounds full of delight, painting, qigong, hobbies to feed the soul more than the bank account. Her baby boomer parents, she explained, are not good at doing nothing. They get antsy at the prospect of staying home and canceling plans and not accomplishing all of the things they are used to accomplishing, now that a pandemic has created new obstacles to their usual rhythms of active life. My new acquaintance diagnosed this as a common struggle for our parents' generation when work and worth become one and the same. I don't know if that's unique to one generation, or maybe it has at least been inherited. Her reflections echoed other conversations I've had during the pandemic, conversations about what to do when we can't do what we're used to, when we want to fix what is broken, but we can't put our finger on how to make it better, when we're not sure who we are, when our schedules and commitments have suddenly changed. So that got me thinking about the practice of Sabbath. And I hope these reflections can be for wherever you find yourself. I know that some people are working jobs that only feel busier because suddenly you have to learn how to do things in new ways. Others are at home a lot with the places where you usually volunteer telling you you're too vulnerable to come in. Many of us are thinking about what winter will feel like with a more enforced hibernation than usual. Whether you feel like someone who has been doing extra spinning or extra thumb twiddling, I believe that Sabbath speaks to us all about who we are and who God is. So I would love to hear what resonates for you or not in these reflections. I will be preaching 2 sermons on Sabbath, one today, and then I'm conveniently taking 2 weeks of vacation, and then I'll preach the second on November 15th. So you've got time for mulling. So, Sabbath. Let's start with the giving of the Ten Commandments. And this is recorded twice, once in Exodus, which we heard from Joel, and once in Deuteronomy. The whole lists are very close to identical, so it's interesting that the 2 Sabbath commandments are rather different from each other. The basic instruction is the same, but the explanation of why the Israelites are to keep Sabbath is different. The writer of Exodus and the writer of Deuteronomy root Sabbath in 2 different foundational stories. So since we're going to talk about Sabbath for 2 weeks, we're going to spend this week exploring what Exodus might teach us about God's invitation to Sabbath rest, and next time we'll focus on Deuteronomy. We heard from Joel, Exodus 20, 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And then it ends with this explanation. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the 7th day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. This Sabbath commandment is rooted in creation. Some of the images of that story have already been in our worship in some of the prayers that Lori has led. And what does that creation story remind us about who we are? We are God's created children, made in God's image, according to God's likeness. And we have been blessed. You know when God blessed humans? Not after we had earned it. Not after humans had found meaningful employment and shown their worth by what they could do or make. God blessed humans as soon as God created them. Our world tells us that our worth is bound up in what we do for work, what we produce, what we achieve or accomplish. One of the first questions asked when meeting someone new is, what do you do? As if our response will help us to really know who this person is. The creation story reminds us that our identity is bound up in being children of God. Our worth is not in what we do, but rather in who we are as God's creation. God made us. God loves us. God blessed us. And God saw that the whole creation, including humankind, was very good. When we remember the Sabbath, we first of all remember who we are. We are God's beloved creation. As we work and run around and fulfill our busy schedules, we can start to think that the fuller our schedules are, the more valuable we are. But on the Sabbath, when we stop working and stop rushing and stop planning, we remember that none of those other things make God love us more. It is actually enough just to be who we are in God's presence. You'll notice the word enough in both of my Sabbath titles, because it seems to be a word that escapes us far too often. We often wish to have more time, less stress, more money, less housework, more hair, less weight. The list could go on. When we remember the Sabbath, we remember that we are enough. Next time, we'll consider what it means to remember that God is enough. But today we celebrate that we are enough. We have been a busy and stressed out culture. We complain about being busy, and I know I've done this too, and yet I'm convinced that one reason we keep a frantic pace is that we believe that if we can't claim to be busy, others will look down on us, or our lives will have less value. We will not have achieved what others achieve, either as parents or as professionals in our field or simply as members of society. Our society makes us want to be busy. And I'm convinced of the church's need to proclaim a different message. And maybe this season is a time in which to do that more powerfully. Being busy doesn't make us more worthy. It distracts us into forgetting our worth as God's children. The more we do, the more we think we have to do. The pandemic has done some weird things with our time. In my experience, and we are experiencing that in ways that are different from each other, in some respects, it has opened up time that used to be filled with other things. And I think that has been uncomfortable for some people in the way that the invitation to Sabbath can be uncomfortable. What might happen if we let ourselves just be in that space without trying to control or fill it? The call to Sabbath space is a call to remember that we are enough. And we remember that truth not only about ourselves, but also about other people. As we remember who we are, we also naturally remember who God is. God is the creator of the world, the creator who loves us. God delighted in the making of the world, and on the seventh day in the creation story, God rested in that delight. God blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it, made it holy, made it set apart. Something different than what came before. We set apart Sabbath time because God did first. We rest because we are image bearers of God. I am not interested in a legalistic approach to the Sabbath commandment. I am interested in a Sabbath way of life. Remembering the Sabbath isn't something that we just have to do once a week and remember what we don't do and, you know, all the rules about that. Remembering the Sabbath is a rhythm of life that shapes us as God's children. How does it do that? Wayne Muller writes in his book on Sabbath that, like a mother who rocks a child who is angry and exhausted from a tantrum, The Sabbath rocks us and holds us until we can remember who we are. When we make Sabbath rest a priority in our lives, we make space for God to bring us back to God's self. On our Sabbath day, we don't just not work. As part of Sabbath rest, we are invited to do just what God did on the seventh day. Delight in all that God has made. Delight in creation, in your loved ones, your family, your friends, in the hobbies and games that you love to enjoy. When we delight in God and God's creation, we make room for God to delight in us. We remember again that God said that all of creation is very good. Jesus tried to teach people about the nature of Sabbath because even in his time it had been twisted. Mark records, as we heard from Bethany, that one day Jesus was criticized by the Pharisees for allowing his disciples to pick grain and eat it on the Sabbath. These keepers of the law were pointing out that this action was work and should be avoided on this day. They knew the rules. Jesus responded with a story, as he often did, and also told them the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Our Creator God blessed a day of rest for us because humankind needs it. We can too easily become like those Pharisees, measuring others and ourselves by what we do and what we don't do. We can forget to recognize the goodness in what is around us and the goodness within ourselves. I'm not going to tell you exactly how you need to keep Sabbath. That's not the point. Jesus, like Jews today, kept Sabbath from Friday sunset until Saturday sunset. In the early days of Christianity, the celebration of Sabbath was eventually moved to Sunday, the day when Jesus' resurrection was celebrated. And other people keep different days. For example, you may notice that I work on Sundays. So like many other pastors, I choose a different day and I keep my Sabbath on Monday every week. It is extremely rare that I change the day of the week that acts as my Sabbath. Sabbath rest isn't something that I schedule in when or if I have time and might get missed if the rest of the schedule kind of fills in first. Sabbath is the day that reminds me that no matter how many tasks I haven't finished, no matter how poorly I feel I've done the tasks I have finished, God invites me to let go of all of them and to rest and delight. Sabbath living is a rhythm that shapes us. And bit by bit, I am learning that God loves me when I can't do everything I wish I could do. God loves me as I'm still figuring out how to do new things. God's invitation to Sabbath living isn't just for our benefit. It is essential to our relationship with God. It is an invitation to reorient ourselves to who God is and who we are. It's an invitation to delight in God as God delighted in creation. How does sharing a worship time do that for you right now? How does going for a hike reorient you? How does calling the friends that you can't see in person bring you delight? With the ways that our Sundays have changed, and the fact that you can watch the video of this service any day of the week, you might be thinking about what rhythm restores you to God's delight in you. The Sabbath was made for us. It's a gift. But it's one of those gifts that, as Lori already talked about practices and habits, we have to learn how to use it, or it'll sit at the top of a closet until we suddenly realize that the giver is dropping in for a visit and will want to see it. Each of us could claim a reason that it's hard to keep an entire day as Sabbath rest in which we delight in God and let God delight in us. Maybe you do shift work and get different days of the week off. Maybe your kids' schedules keep you running around every day. Maybe you're a student and the schoolwork never ends. Maybe you're retired and don't see what the difference is between one day without paid work and another. But what I've learned about keeping Sabbath is that the stopping allows me to step back and look at all the rushing, and possibly to shift my priorities. Wayne Muller also writes that, like God in the creation story, we need Sabbath time to step back, pause, and be quiet enough to recognize what is good. Step back, pause, and be quiet enough to recognize what is good. We might also need to recognize what is getting in the way of what is truly good. There will always be reasons that keeping Sabbath rhythms will be hard. But I challenge you to believe that no matter your life circumstance, it is not impossible to live a Sabbath way of life, to make space for rest and delight, and not only when it's convenient or when you've reached the absolute end of your rope. These rhythms are exactly how God invites us to live. So today, rest in God's delight in you, because you are enough. And delight in what God has made, because this too is a gift. And just see what happens. Just see what the God who made you and loves you will do. Let's pray. God of the Sabbath day, our hearts are restless till they rest in you. Bring us to your joyful rest and delight, where you remind us of our worth as your children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.